Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
We're also missing... It's hard to talk about this without putting a rat on the table.
Brought to you by... Go ahead, you got it.
Sponsored by Atco Pest Control. And I think this is a part of where the Warriors are. We're talking about where they are. Are you happy with where they are? You know, the one thing we haven't thrown into the equation is... They got to do this. Like, they've got, this is going to sound cynical, but the Warriors have to continue to create an illusion that they're contenders so that the arena can be sold out as long as Steph's here. And it really is the only way to go if you're Joe Lacob.
Because he's still playing at a second NBA all-team level, and then his counterpart is third in defensive player of the year voting. So, Steiny, they're bringing something more to the table.
So, 3 years in a row, the Warriors. So, what? 3 years in a row, the Warriors have won what? Mid forties?
Yeah,
3 years in a row, mid 40s.
All right,
but they haven't changed the makeup of the team, other than Butler this past year.
Now, other than, but you say it like that's just nothing. That's big.
So you think next year's team's a 50-plus win team?
I do expect that. And I told, that's why I'm excited.
And but as guys like Joe Lacob love fans like you.
Yeah. Well, but Steiny, come on, man. There's still Steph. He's still blockbuster.
Right. Okay. That's right. And that's why they're doing it. That's why they're doing it.
As opposed Steph to Curry. Doing what else?
Moving on, because what they're looking to do is unrealistic.
Okay, but moving on what? To pods? To Moody?
No.
To Post?
No.
To Santos?
Resign Kuminga first and foremost.
And you mean give him the keys?
No. Why do you have to give him the keys, Goo? I don't understand that.
You're talking about what... it sounds like you're saying the direction they're going, there's a better direction to go.
There is.
I don't think so, especially with Steph and Dre still giving you what they're giving you, and that's why they went and got Jimmy Butler.
Right. And so by doing those things and having these three guys... you're ensuring that they're going to be the most important players on the team. So that means all our young guys are probably going to have to, like, it's going to be hard to develop young players while those three guys still dominate and are the most important players. And
but who's, again, shout out James. Which young player that you currently have is worthy of that?
Of what?
When you talk about you're not able, Pods is developing right in front of, under Curry and Dre's nose. That went smooth.
Right.
So you're not losing anything, but nobody has Pods as the next John Stockton.
Well, the problem is they don't have anybody on the team who is a surefire.
And that's their fault. That's why you miss with Harden. I mean, excuse me, with Wiseman. And I keep bringing up guys like LaMelo Ball and Haliburton. Let's not act like they haven't missed, and I'm calling Kuminga right now.
That's the point. And the reason they missed is because their philosophy got turned around at the wrong time. They shouldn't have given up on this core in 2020, and then they shouldn't have doubled down on this core in 2023 and 24. That's just kind of the way I look at it.
But what if you, okay, I'm not even fighting you on that, but that still doesn't change the blunder that was the Wiseman pick. The Wiseman pick was they needed a big and they were infatuated
The other thing. You blow it with three draft picks. You're going to stink at some point.
And that's why I guess I keep throwing back to you, what other direction was there or is there right now?
Because
you don't got that car full of young Thundercats.
Yes, you do. I mean, you don't, like, just because you don't have a cornerstone doesn't mean Pods, Kuminga, Moody, Post shouldn't be playing more right now. And I'm not usually the kind of guy that's like, we got to develop the young guys. But when you're saying, Steiny, would you rather develop the young guys or go for another title? It's like, yeah, develop the young guys, because the title's out of the question with asking these guys to play a full season, get the four seed, and then roll through the postseason. Like, the only, here's the other
thing. But they're not doing that by themselves.
The only way they're getting to the playoffs with a nice seed is if they do use the youngsters, and there's no guarantee that even they can come through in that situation. But I
felt like they, to tell me if I'm wrong, Stoddy, I felt like they did their part last year.
Who did?
The youngsters. And was it Fitz or a caller made the point of how Jimmy Butler made the youngsters play better? And I thought that was astute.
All right.
Like, let's don't act like it's just the three guys, OGs out there, and the youngsters didn't have to play. They, man.
All right, listen, I'm just telling you, my fundamental issue is your three most important guys are all getting worse. They just are. They're old. It's unrealistic to think Steph's going to have a better season next year.
And you're talking about just winning five. Like, that's what you think is ridiculous.
Winning
Number five for the Warriors, winning another one.
Yeah, I think that's ridiculous. Yeah. Unless they philosophically change an idea or something. But you also, we may have to just realize Steph ain't getting another one, no matter how hard they try.
Yeah.
How come? Because dynasties don't continue.
Yeah.
If they continued, they'd be called something other than a dynasty.
JFA on the YouTube chat, my guy, Stani is telling the truth. Wake up, goo. I'm woke. And I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. I just want you to specify that a lot of it sounds like you think there was a different route to go. And I owe Curry this. I owe Curry, Jimmy Butler, and a chance. He told us when we went out there to visit with him, Steph, to our face. And that's what they have. And unfortunately, in year one, half a year, I think the Warriors had major action. Father time reared its head, and Curry's hammy went out.
What if I said to Warrior fans, don't you get it? When you say you go all in for Steph Curry, quit crying that Kuminga's not being developed. You are going all in for Steph Curry. Guess what? The 22-year-old project then isn't going to play. Get over it. Make a decision. Like, you know.
Well, he is playing. It's just how he's playing.
That was not enough for anybody.
Mm.
All right, let's get some calls here. Let's go to Barry in San Jose. What's up, Barry? How are you, buddy?
Fantastic. How are you guys getting on today?
Doing well, man.
Hey, Sonny, you are speaking truth. And I have so many things I wanted to talk about, but this one point I would like to remind Warrior fans of is that 22 championship, a bunch of pieces that they brought in, Gary Payton, DP2 included, he wasn't even supposed to be on the roster, had career seasons. Andrew Wiggins, Minnesota gave him up for a bag of popcorn. Like, there was no way the Warriors were going to reproduce, and now the Warrior fans are out there thinking, you know, remembering 22 as if it's something that can be reproduced. But my next point here is I think these old guys can get it done. I just don't think that they have a coach that's got the skill set to get it done. I know this isn't popular.
Right.
But he is pretty much a one-trick pony. Steph Curry, motion, Steph Curry. And with Steph even off the floor in the middle of games, the non-Steph Curry minutes are a disaster pretty much all the time because the system is designed for Steph Curry when he's on the floor.
Mm.
Now, Jonathan Kuminga, I feel like if they really want to win, they have to preserve those old legs and play through the kid. He's the biggest mismatch that the Warriors have on the floor. Nobody can stay in front of him. And when given runway, when given minutes, everything kind of rises. Now, if these guys are such high IQ players, as if everybody is saying, they should be able to adjust pretty seamless to playing off of him in spurts to preserve them, to preserve their careers. But right now, they're running these guys into the floor thinking that, like, Blue, I heard you say that, like, if Steph Curry's hammy hadn't gone out, how is his hammy not going to go out? They ran these guys into the ground at the end of the season, the last third of the season, and what they did to them in the postseason, that was kind of malpractice. And then to piggyback off of that point, Steph Curry goes out and Steve Kerr got nothing. Steve Kerr acknowledged himself that I had to throw a bunch of combinations out there on the floor and see what we have. Huh? In my business, if one of my guys go out and I pull that stunt, I lose contract. How is there no accountability for this guy? I'm not bashing Kerr, but my point is, what I agree with Kerr and I agree with Draymond Green that Jonathan Kuminga is talented as hell. And people who look at him and say that he's a flop, we're never going to agree on basketball. Right. I see nothing but growth since the guys came into the league. And
Barry, we gotta hit it, but I'm with you. I'm with you. And you know, I'm not as high on
one.
I'm not as high on Kuminga as you are, but that doesn't mean I want to get rid of him. And you know, the other thing that I'm realizing too, or that I believe, and maybe I'm being too cavalier with wanting them to do something that they're not going to do, because you know what?
What?
This is all they can do.
Right, but he said Kerr had nothing. I was disappointed, especially with Jimmy Butler. Forget the games, the shots. I was just disappointed in the futility of the offense without Steph Curry. Now, you could say, Steiner, you could say, wow, you're a fool. But up until we got Jimmy Butler, that's what I thought. That's what made me more excited about the acquisition of Butler. So for him to say he felt like Kerr had nothing when Curry went down, I'll let you respond to that. But because it felt like that.
Once they lost Steph Curry, they were done.
Wow.
That's the way I feel. And again, for you know everybody that thinks that Steph's one of the all-time greats, which he is, well then explain to me how they weren't going to miss him. I don't understand that. Yeah. They're just like and there's where I agree with Fitz.
But there's
Steph Curry, you're done.
Even I don't care with Jimmy Butler.
Yes.
Well, obviously.
I mean, like, what would make you think that Warrior team without Steph could win a series against Minnesota?
Because I had Jimmy and Steph's league. Not as shit, just overall, like, Steiny, we're talking about a guy named Playoff Steiny. Playoff Jimmy Steiny Buckets.
Those are just names. Those are just nicknames.
Now.
That's all they are. They're just nicknames.
Well, if you ask D. Wade and other people, you know.
Well, again, now we hear those guys talking about Jimmy Butler, but when the Warriors acquired Jimmy Butler with baggage, nobody cared, and I get it because he came in here and he did well. But like, I guess that's why I got to lay off the Warriors more, because you know what? They're doing the only thing they can do, as long as they're not willing to take their medicine at some point.
I think that's when they really feel like, you say dynasties die, and I said there's a price to a dynasty. When two of your three guys are second team all NBA and third in DPOY and some for weeks thought he might win it. I don't think they think it's dead.
Obviously not. But one of the reasons I don't think they think it's dead, it's because they have no other option right now. They have no other option. Ride till Steph Curry's wheels come off.
There you go.
And I'm telling you that I think that's dumb. I hate that idea because these decisions that you've made in the last few years, they don't go away. Like, they don't not matter. They matter, and they're going to hold you back when you finally do need to move forward.
Well, I'll tell you what. I feel a whole lot better about their direction knowing, before we talk about another postseason from the Warriors, for them to qualify is going to be 82 more games start next November. And the fact that they got Jimmy Butler here with Dre and Steph, Steiny, I think they're as formidable as anybody else. You know?
Do you really believe that?
I really
they're
do.
They're as formidable as the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Like, that's why I feel robbed of, even if we would have got swept by OKC with a healthy Curry, I wanted to see what it looked like. And that's why what hurts is they beat Minnesota with Curry playing a quarter. Okay? I need to let that go. I get that for the people in the back. But to sit here and act like they don't have anything, Steiny, and why they're tied to Jimmy. Let's not, like, now I really feel like you think the Jimmy Butler honeymoon is over. I'm the guy that told you, I'm excited and still am about the future, giving him, you know, to start with us opening night and a whole season. And I know all three of them are playing 82.
All I know is that you said, I think they can be as formidable as anybody. And I don't think they're a top four team or five. I don't know how they're going to be next year, but we'll see. Kevin in Fremont. What's up, Kevin? How you doing, man?
No, I'm doing good.
Okay.
As far as the, I agree. It's kind of interesting. I agree with Steiny that as far as Curry and relying on Curry, that's kind of, and him staying healthy, that's probably not going to be realistic going into the future if you're going to play him 82 games. And I know that's an exaggeration,
right,
but they didn't do very well when he was off the court. So I get that. My only thing about Kuminga, and it's been an ongoing thing, is you can say his development was restricted because they were going for championships. Well, as far as I'm concerned, they took every year of his 4 years and restricted him because they were going for championships. So now you still have Curry, you still have Draymond, you now have Butler, and I agree when you made that decision, you are all in on the next 2 years, which means I don't care how you're going to build the roster, and I do think that they're going to have to make some acquisitions to improve this roster, and I don't know how they're going to go about that. But since you committed to Curry, and you said, Curry, we're going to go and give you the best opportunity we can give you, and Lacob has already said he's not going to worry about the salary, the luxury tax for the next couple of years, then they're going to do what they have to do. And I don't know that that's going to work. But as far as Kuminga, you can't continue to carry him. Guru, this is where I'm going to disagree with you.
Okay.
You can't keep carrying him along for the ride. So you're going to have to sign him and trade him as a valuable asset because
yep.
he's still an asset.
Yep.
And you're going to have to get someone more proven to play along this core. And that's my
point. I got it.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, and I think Steiny would be best for both parties.
From the 408, Steiny, if they don't go all in with Curry and not get other vets, how can the young guys still compete? And this is probably true. The option is to go all in for Curry or blow it up. There's no middle ground.
And there you go.
I actually disagree with that.
Where's the middle ground?
The middle ground is...
That sounds like two timelines.
Get off the timeline that they're going to win a title. Like, we've got to put that to bed. We've got to get better.
Yeah, and
that's
both,
the first thing.
You got to get better younger players, too.
Right. I'm re-signing Kuminga. I'm not getting a 36-year-old for Kuminga. I'm not bringing Brook Lopez in here. I'm not bringing Vucevic in here. I'm re-signing Jonathan Kuminga for 4 years. We're going to see how he grows over the next 4 years. Then in the offseason, we might try to make a move where we get a guy who, God forbid, is 27 years old. And then we take our chances with that team because if we get a 27-year-old who can play, guess what? That means the old guys don't have to play as much. Maybe you have a better shot at keeping them fresh in the postseason. That's the way I would go.
But it sounds like you're headed in the diamond lane to the lottery.
It sounds to me like so are you.
No, how am I? I got Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
And all that you don't like about those three is their birth certificate.
That's
but
right.
Unfortunately, in sports, Donnie, they go out and they're still playing at a high level. And if
well,
Curry doesn't get hurt, we'd have action.
Well,
I
again,
want that. I want to run that
okay.
back as opposed to
okay.
just blowing it up.
Well, let me ask you this.
Guys that really aren't even worthy of sacrificing my studs that are at the end, but them being at the end is way better than what some of these young dudes' ceilings are.
And you know what? You can be fascinated
okay.
by Curry's second team All-NBA and Draymond
gotcha.
Green's
all
DPOY.
Right.
They were under 500 after 50 games. So, like, without Jimmy Butler, those things were just, that's great, but we're a seventh seed.
But he's still here, though, Steiny Butler. He's still a part of you moving forward.
Yeah. Lauren Thompson, trade J.K. Moody, Pods, Loon, Spencer Key. Okay, thank you. Let's go to Pat in Foster City.
Pat.
What's up, Pat? How you doing?
Hey, good. You've got me all fired up with this discussion. This is like, yeah. I agree, Steiny. This has been the issue for the past 3 years or so. So I think one of the issues here that makes it hard to talk about, you know, what the Warriors should do depends on what their goals are, right? Do they really want to try to win a championship in the next year or two with Curry? Is that the priority? Because if that is, then you go in a certain direction. If the strategy is, we'd like to do that, but we also want to build for year 3, 4, 5, and 6 in the future, then you go a different direction. So I don't know where Lakeup is on that. But until you know that, it's kind of hard to know what should the Warriors do. But for me, I think they have four options. One option is to do nothing, pretty much just keep the team, run it out there again. You got a mix of old and young. And if you do that, I think you're going to be the seventh seed again next year and win the first round of playoffs, and you'll be done. So that's one option. Second option is you trade some of your young assets for, I'll call them sort of middle of the road kind of, I don't mean it in a degrading way,
but
they're not superstars.
Right.
You trade these kind of young guys for a different set of young guys and hope that maybe you have better chemistry or whatever. If you do that, I think you're probably still going to be the sixth or seventh seed. The other third alternative is you break up the team, the core guys. You take the top three guys and you say, right, we're going to make some big trades here. We're going to really change this thing around and try to get some superstars or some really good young players, really good, not just young, but really good. Everyone wants really young players that are good. I mean, that's everywhere. So you're not going to get them by trading Pazinski and Kuminga if you're going to get a really good young player. You're going to have to break up this core group of three guys. Then you do that and see what you got. Or, and I think this is where I maybe we disagree, Steiny, a little bit, but this is what I think they ought to do if they really want to try to win now, is I think you could trade some of your mid-level, younger assets for good older assets, an improvement in terms of immediate quality to the team. I think you could do that. Young for old, but you're going to get better old than you got young, if you will. So then you got even an older team, but a more experienced team. And for the next year or two, that team may well win a championship. It could, depending on the pieces. Of course, after that, you've got nothing left. But I mean, that's what you want to do. So that's what I think they, to me, if they really want to go all in, that's what I would do. I would keep the core group together. I'd lose some of the younger assets, trade them for some, you mentioned Lopez, someone like that.
All right, got you, Pat. Appreciate the call. Yeah.
But I'm with them, Steiny. You can't have your cake and eat it too. And if I can get, who were the guy you said, the kind of older guy that come in to help, I'm going that route because that's the microwave. That's the immediate, what he was just talking about.
Yeah. Here's the other thing. If the Warriors really like Kuminga, why don't they trade Draymond? Move Draymond. Try to move Draymond. Then Kuminga and Butler can try to play together. But
he's a lifer.
I guess so. I don't know. It'd be bold, though, wouldn't it?
Man.
888-957-9570 is the number. I will get to these calls. We got
that Carter question, Steiny.
Yeah.
You didn't like you got to bring it up to the people.
Yeah.
Stop asking that question.
That segment was brought to you by Safeway.